Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Tristan Walter.
And hey, look at us. We're doing DBZ again. Look at us. This is nice.
We're always doing DBZ, though, Matt.
No, we've jumped over to Bleach for a bit. I mean, I had you on,
No, but I mean, we never stop. Like,
we
only have this hour where we're talking online, on the air, but we never actually technically stop.
That's actually very, very accurate. Yeah, we only have this 1 hour every such and such to, you know, to do these shows. But in a way, we never stop. As I look at my DVD set and I nod approvingly at myself. But anyway, so here we are today talking about some very interesting, different, very unique. And before we really get into the nitty-gritty and everything, I would like to mention that we being Those Guys, are doing a Pokemon giveaway this month. So if you didn't know that, you should know it now. You know, our Pokemon giveaway, by the way, very interesting. It's a Halloween giveaway. So all the Pokemon are Halloween themed. They're also shinies. Yes, Pokemon shiny giveaway. Now, if you're thinking, where can I get these? Well, there's six Pokemon. You can, Where? How? When? Why? Well, all right. So you can you can follow us on Twitter, right? Or retweet our tweet involving the Pokemon giveaway. And that right there gives you a shot of getting two of the six Pokemon. Now, you could also go on our Tumblr, which is our main website. Our Twitter, by the way, being Those Guys Radio. Now, our Tumblr, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, which is our website, you could either reblog the post or follow, and follow us on Tumblr. Same thing with Twitter. You have to like us, follow us on Twitter and retweet the specific tweet. And on Tumblr, you have to follow us and reblog the specific post. And by doing that again, you have another shot of getting two of the six Pokemon. Because there are currently six Pokemon that I'll be speaking about just in a second. And you have a shot, three shots of getting them. Because our Facebook, Those Guys on the Radio, or just Those Guys, if you like the specific post, I'm sorry, not the post itself, if you like the actual Facebook and share the post itself, you will then have another chance of getting two of these six Pokemon. So even if you, let's say, somehow manage to win all three, well, that can't happen. You can only win two of the six. However, the idea is that, of course, you still have a shot of winning two out of six of these Pokemon, you know, no matter what, which is really, really good, especially in the fact that these shiny Pokemon, you have the chance of getting, there are two Chandeliers, which I can assure you, if you think, I only want one, but we won't be giving two Chandeliers for a specific account. There are two Chandeliers, one Trevenant, one Gorgeist, one Dusknoir, and one Cofagrigus, right? And for any of you out there who enjoy battling competitively or who know more about Pokemon other than Tristan and I, who just go, I click the button and then I catch them, right? They have at least four perfect IVs, and they have beneficial natures for competitive battling. So understand that, you know, that means something. And if you think, that doesn't mean anything to me, well, then maybe send this over to one of your friends who are family members who may actually know a bit more about it than you do. Because, again, so both Tristan and I, we go, does that mean you can catch them? But, again, six shiny Pokemon, the ability to get two Chandeliers, Trevenant, Gorgeist, Dusknoir, and Cofagrigus. And, again, you have to win via Tumblr, you have to follow us and reblog the specific post. To win via Twitter, you need to be following us, and you need to retweet the link that we post there. So if you're not following us on Twitter, Those Guys Radio, again, get on there, follow us there, retweet that, you know, specific post. And, of course, to win via Facebook, like our Facebook page and share that specific post. And, hey, you can win. How cool would that be? Very cool. Tristan. Tristan's like, I mean, okay, you know, I don't know. Yeah, shut up, Tristan. Actually, start talking, Tristan. How about that?
No.
Yeah, right? No, you won't talk for the entire podcast. I'm doing this out of anger.
I will nod. I will nod in response to your claims.
This is my way of doing a sit-in. But yeah, I mean, also as a side though, you know, the contest ends on October 31st, so again, get in quickly. And, you know, the winners will be contacted on November 1st. And of course, you know, to say this outright, you have to be willing to give us your friend code, because obviously we need to trade them to you. So, but don't worry though, because you're getting them, woohoo. You know, right? That idea was, oh, I have to give them my friend code, but I am winning 2 out of 6 of these shiny Pokemon that have at least four perfect IVs and are have beneficial natures for competitive battling, which again may mean something, you know, a lot, you know, may mean a lot to you, which is good, because I mean, I'm happy you won, you deserve it. So yeah,
and rest assured, your friend codes will be posted all over the internet.
Yeah, right. Like, just, and if you're thinking, well, where won't it be posted? Don't worry about that. Just think about where it will be posted, which is everywhere. No, but all jokes aside, of course, very, you know, will be kept confidential, unless, of course, you may want to battle one of our co-hosts, Satish Ram, who would love to battle you because he enjoys battling. So if you're thinking, you know what, maybe I battle him, well, you should. He's very good, and if you think you can beat him, maybe you can.
And
I mean, how
if... But if he beats you, he gets your prize Pokemon.
No, it doesn't happen. just during our last Pokemon podcast, you know, the Pokemon Yellow podcast, we actually talked about the fact that Satish Ram is the Pokemon League champion. It's true. Yeah, you know, there is a real Pokemon League, and he is the champion of it. That is totally not a lie, and it's very, very, very believable, I would argue. So,
I've got a friend who's
some...
certified to give out gym badges.
Yeah, right? So let's talk about some Dragon Ball Z, shall we? This special, or these specials?
Oh, right, that thing.
Before. Yeah, right? Oh, what was the podcast about? It was about a Pokemon giveaway. Oh, yeah. And let's just take the last 5 minutes to talk about the special.
Okay.
So anyway, the special is very unique and interesting. Like, I say this over and over, and you're sitting there like, shut up, Matt, shut up. Like, everyone is. But you have to understand, the idea that there was a video game released in the 90s, right, that came with an accompanying VHS tape that ended up, you know, I believe in one version of the game, they were actually two VHS tapes, and I believe depending on the version of the video game, because they made a remake, not recently, I'm referring to a remake that, like, still in the 90s, where they ended up putting some of the clips in, like some of the video as clips, right, and this was an actual, you know, OVA that said, hey, listen, right? Hey, you don't know what the heck's going on in this game. We have no real way, because of technology, you know, to really, or at least the game that we're trying to portray, to put a story in here. So take these videos, and this will be your story. So when you're playing the game as whatever character you choose, you'll go, this is why I'm doing this, which is very strange to me. You know, I mean, I don't even think that's, like, common practice in, like, you know, even though, because we're 90s kids, so even to us, like, it feels a bit weird, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, even, I think my first system was, like, PlayStation, even then, I mean, they had, you know, any story that a game wanted to tell you pretty much had cutscenes, so.
Well, even before that, like, let's just say, because, you know, I know, like, I'm not saying it's bad that your first system was PlayStation, but remember that this came out a bit before PlayStation did. This actually came out in 1993.
Exactly. So, I'm saying that's why it would be weird for us.
Ah, fair enough. Well, for me, my first system was a Super Nintendo. But even then, it feels weird when I think of games like Mega Man X, because the cutscenes would just be animated. So, you know, Mega Man X, Donkey Kong Country, which, you know, didn't have, like, crazy cutscenes, but they still had stuff. So it's very interesting that it would just, you know, that they actually, you know, kind of made this into, like, its own thing. So anyway, but giving background, you know, the first special, because there's technically two specials, technically, long story, we'll get to that soon. Dragon Ball Z side story, plan to eradicate the Saiyans, right? And it was made for the Family Computer Game Console. It's a Japanese exclusive kind of thing. And, you know, and another reason why, the game actually is like a card battle RPG, which is another reason, I believe, why it's kind of like, listen, here's the video, right? Like, just in case you don't know what the heck's going on. For some reason, it would feel as if Pokemon, like, released, like, a card battle game, and they released a video with it. Like, listen, here's the story. And, you know, and it was very interesting. And, of course, later on, as I mentioned a bit earlier, they took the footage from the OVA, and they reused it, and they, you know, made it into a two-part, you know, the two-part game for Bandai Playdia called True Plan to Eradicate the Saiyans. It's like, here's the plan to eradicate the Saiyans. I found the true plan. So, I mean, there's that.
Because the first one obviously didn't work.
Yeah, right? The first time around, I got to admit, I was a bit unprepared. I was too busy focusing on the revenge aspect. But now, with some new scenes, revenge got a whole lot better. Like, what? But that exists. And then, of course, many of you will probably know this. As you're thinking, this kind of sounds familiar. Revenge? Wait, plan to eradicate? What, that sounds familiar. They actually, in Raging Blast 2, the newer game for, you know, the PS3, 360, I believe, as well, Raging Blast 2 actually released an OVA with it. That was a remake, a scaled, cut down, instead of an hour, it was a 30-minute or 27-minute remake of Plan to Eradicate the Saiyans, called Plan to Eradicate the Super Saiyans. I love that no matter what, a Toei official says, I know Piccolo is here, but can we find a way to fuck him? No matter what, because the first time around, Piccolo's there, and it's just the plan to eradicate the Saiyans, and he's like, all right, I mean, I know it's not my battle, I'm going to help you guys out, I mean, all right. Next time around, might be my shot.
It's odd how the second one is titled Plan to Eradicate. Well, I mean, it's odd in the sense that the first one, how they finish off, I mean, we'll get to this a little later, but when they finish off the final boss, in the first OVA, it's just the four Saiyans finishing him off.
Yeah.
And in the second one, Piccolo is also, you know, within the final attack that finishes him off. So
that's,
it's kind of
like... That's the thing. It's like they gave him that.
Okay.
They're like, listen, Piccolo, we'll give you that. Like, you want to fight with the final boss? That's fine. It's like, my name isn't in the credits. I'm kind of sad.
But you ain't going to get your name in the credits.
Yeah, right? Like, you can be an extra, Piccolo. How does that feel? Patting him on the head. You're like Krillin. It's very condescending, I feel. But yeah, they gave him a little bit more room. And, of course, as you noted, too, both versions have them finishing, the bad guy off as Super Saiyan. So it's kind of funny how, I mean, you can argue it's just, like, you know, the name for the remake and kind of make it seem a bit different, but not really. But it's really funny how it's just, you know, again, plan to eradicate the Super Saiyans. Like, you know, like, Lychee's like, okay, the problem last time, right, was that they were normal Saiyans. I got to get them when they're super. Nope, not even close. Nope,
and
stop.
There's even something odd about that in the sense that Dr. Raichi didn't know anything about Super Saiyans when he had a grudge against them and wanted to kill them.
Well, I would argue that's just fine. Because of the fact that, okay, in my opinion, it strikes me as a very Dr. Gero thing to do.
Where it's just,
you know, it's like, I've studied everything on Saiyans. It's like, really? How about this point? Okay, I stopped right about there.
You didn't happen to see our battles on Namek, did you? What's a Namek?
I'm sorry, what? Yeah. Immediately just, okay, so we may have jumped the gun here. Explosions! Run away.
So we may have a gap in our data.
Yeah, which is so true because, you know, again, so I feel like it's the same with Dr., which, by the way, very interesting stuff here that you brought up the word Raichi. Raichi is actually used as the old fan subtitle in the first version, the first special. In the second special, it was actually, like I said, it was in Raging Blast 2. And
yeah,
it was
they changed.
Because Lychee is actually a fruit.
Oh, for fuck.
Yes, it's actually quite interesting. No, I know. You don't realize that. I was talking to one of our co-hosts, Satish, as I mentioned earlier, and he and I were just sitting there watching the special. And he was like, well, Lychee makes sense because of this. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But, no, it's very interesting because of the, you know. So, and again, just to really clarify, Raging Blast 2, right, obviously came out in America. And they could have basically said, like, oh, we're just omitting this OVA. We're not going to release it. But they actually released it with the game. And it was subtitled. No dub, sadly, but it was subtitled. So a lot of the things, you know, a lot of the names are a bit more official and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, so Lychee was there. And it's like, it makes a bit more sense than Raichi. Because Raichi, it's like lightning, because, you know, Rai. So you're like, what? But now you're like, oh, Lychee, okay.
Well, I mean, you know? Can also be the pronunciation difference, too.
Explain.
Between American and Japanese.
Yes, that is true.
They both sound
but
very
I mean,
similar.
Well, no, of course. Well, I mean, it's the fact that, okay, you know, as a man who's slightly dabbled in fan subtitles, right, I can give you this much. The fact that back then, I'm sure they didn't have that much promotional material, and even if they did, this was fan subbed in probably the late 90s, early 2000s. So you can think about how technology was back then.
Right.
Where, you know, where someone fan subbed it now, like, let's say even the original version now, like, it never had been touched. Maybe the new OVA, you know, never came out. It was just that. They would have more promotional material to look through to be like, oh, Lychee is a fruit. Oh, okay, got it. Where back then, it's just, all I hear is, Lychee. And it's like, okay, Lychee. Why would that not be right? You know? I assume that's what it is. Also, by the way, before we get into, because usually, you know, if you haven't really heard us a lot, every show we end up kind of delving into, you know, the actual, the episode itself, it's special itself, or the movie itself. And of course, by the way, if you're listening to us on the, you know, through our internet, through your internet, through Blog Talk Radio, and you think, darn, I have to get off because insert reason here. Or you're thinking, darn, my friend can't listen in because X reason here, and they really haven't gotten into, like, the crazy stuff about the, you know, the episode yet, special yet, so I want to get them listening. Remember that our call-in number is 718-417-02. Wait, no, it is not. Or is it? Maybe it is. I don't know. Our call number is actually 718-664-9468. Again, our number being 718-664-9468, right? And if you use that number to call in, you could either, you know, press 1 and be like, oh, hey, I'm talking to you guys about, talking to those guys about the special. Or you could say, I just want to listen in. Which, again, if you need to get off, if you don't press 1, you'll be in the listener station. And you'll actually be stuck there forever in limbo. You can never leave. Even if you wanted to. So
it's called Blog Talk Limbo.
Yeah, basically. There's his own site dedicated to it. Blog Talk Limbo. No one can escape. But have fun listening to the elevator music. But anyway,
a second and a half level of hell.
Basically, yeah. No, but seriously, though.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not hell. That's politically incorrect. I meant HFIL.
Right, HFIL. 718-664-9468. And again, you press 1, we'll see that you want to talk. You don't press 1, we'll see that you want to just sit there. And that's fine, you can listen in. Anyway, so getting back to this, I want to ask you, what was your first experience with this special, like with these specials? Like, what was your first time hearing that they even existed?
It's funny, because I was actually going to say to you, the first time, like, when you posed to me doing, you know, the specials and saying, oh, we should do a podcast on the specials, too, and he's like, have you ever heard of, you know, so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah, I was kind of just, you know, thumbing around YouTube, and, yeah, I ran into this. So I knew what you were talking about, and you kind of looked at me like, oh, have you seen the new one on Raging Blast 2? And I'm like, no, I saw the old one on YouTube.
That's interesting. So then, but what? How, when were you thumbing around? Recently? Like, you know, a while ago?
A while ago.
All right, fair enough. No, because I was wondering, because myself, you know, my father, who, you know, rest in peace, he got me a lot of Dragon Ball Z VCDs when I was younger. VCDs being that transition, funny kids, being a weird transition from, they're still CDs, but we put videos on them, you know, before DVDs were a huge thing, right? So a VCD of this was, you know, of this was released because that was another way of people kind of trading fan subs at the time. Or in some ways purchasing them, you know, because at the time it's just like, I mean, think about the internet, you know, the internet around the early 2000s. It was just very a lot easier to just kind of trade these discs or trade these videotapes around, and et cetera, et cetera. So he got me Dragon Ball GT, right, which wasn't actually as bad as I thought it would be, you know, in thinking back, in terms of the Japanese version, I feel. And I'm not the kind of guy who usually says Japanese is better just because whatever, but there were decent, there were things in the Japanese version that I really enjoyed, I feel. But anyway, there was GT, right? Then the second thing that I ended up getting were all the DBZ movies and specials. So when I picked out this special, it was like, you know, I think it was listed as like 17. Because, you know, I realized through the internet, I was like, there's only 13 movies. What are the rest of these? And then they were like the history of Trunks, you know, Bardock, the father of Goku. And I was like, oh, this makes sense. And then one of them was the Dragon Ball GT movie, like in the future. And I was like, oh, okay, so these are what these are. But then this one stuck out. And I play it, and I'm like, what the hell am I watching? And it felt like some kind of, like, underground, hidden, like, pilot episode, never to be seen. Because, you know, if you look on YouTube for the original plan to eradicate the Saiyans, it's very weird, like, low budget.
Yeah, honestly, the first time I saw the video, I started watching it, and I'm like, is this fan-made? But then I realized, well, no, they have the actual animation for it, the actual characters. It's like, if, you know, if this was fan-made and they put it up on YouTube, and it probably would have been faster, probably would have been taken down faster than you could say Big Bang. Yeah, and you wouldn't get to finish it either because it would be too quick.
Because you'd be dead. Yeah, no, I understand completely. The idea that, you know, because I have to admit, the animation is very choppy, which I have to admit doesn't mean that the newer one was great either. But, like, you know, the newer one, right, it had updated animation, but there were still scenes where you're like, hey, that's not right. Right, you can see little tiny movements where you're like, it's being, you know, this is being cheap for 2012, but we're so advanced with technology that even cheap in 2012, quote-unquote cheap, you know, skimping on certain themes, looks really, really good, right?
Yeah.
We're skimping
like,
in the
okay,
90s.
Let's make the animation look sexy as fuck so they won't realize all the little bugs in between and not care.
Basically, yeah. Like, let's make it look a bit more like Kai. So people will be like,
yeah.
Wow, look, it looks like Kai. Where you look at the original, and it's like, hey, they're skimping in the 90s. And even if you downloaded which is kind of funny, because usually we don't promote downloading here at Those Guys. But we would like to, or even like looking it up on YouTube, because it's like, you're getting it for free. But we have to let you know that this is one of those rare cases that you cannot legally get these in the States. Like even Raging Blast 2, it's like, can you really, I mean, you can hopefully, you can possibly find, you know, the disc with the other disc with it. But even then, you might just get it used and the game won't even be on it. So I'm not too sure about that, you know, referring to the new Plan to Eradicate the Super Saiyans. And then the old one is definitely not available at all. And it will probably never be available because of all the different rights, you know, claims to it, where it's a Toei thing, but then there's video game rights involved, and there's music that wasn't even the, you know, the main music used in the actual series. But I don't know if you noticed, the music was very video game-like.
Yeah.
You know, in the original special. So there's a lot about it that, would, you know, I assume wouldn't work to bring it over to America. So again, very rarely do we promote this, but if you're going to look it up on YouTube, you're going to download it, and, you know, I understand, we understand. And even when you download it, let's say you download the actual DVD, because you saw, what you saw was an older fan-subbed version that was, like, you saw history. Because you saw what I have on a VCD somewhere. That's the exact copy. So that was made, you know, God, I don't know how many years ago. I believe 2001. So 13 years ago, that was fan-subbed, right?
Oh, God.
I know, right? But even when you download the DVD version, which is out there because they, you know, released the DVD, I forgot how many years back in Japan, and you look at that version. And, of course, it's not, you know, it doesn't look like that did. But it's still not any better because of the fact that it's just, you know, it's just this, like, we're skimping down on whatever we can because it's only for, you know, the video game.
Right.
And you can tell. But yeah, very interesting stuff, I would say. So, but anyway, so that was my experience with it, where, you know, I saw it via VCD, and then from there, I felt, like, so different and new and interesting. And it wasn't the worst thing in the world. I mean, of course, there were, you know, things that could be added to make it better, but I remember you said you enjoyed the first special more than you did the newer special.
Yeah, I mean, it basically came down to dialogue.
How so?
Like, I mean, I don't know. They cut so much out of the second one that there were some really, like, kind of golden lines of dialogue in the original one, or just even during the fight. There were better lines. I remember one line, because in the second OVA special, they have edited out the other three or four Destron gas emitters.
Mm. Right.
Because, yeah, for those of you who haven't seen it, there's a lot. There is more to it. It was actually, what did we say? It was like it was an hour for the first one. The second one is cut down to an hour and a half, half an hour.
Yes.
But Piccolo goes to one of the places to destroy one of the generators, and there's a monster, you know, there.
Now I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
The little monster guys that attack them first you know, the, well, whatever you want to call them, the Ghost Warriors or
Ghost
the Grudge
Warriors.
Warriors.
Oh, right.
Attack them. So this guy set up landmines all around the thing, and he goes, you know, come on, Piccolo, I'd like to see you, you know, get to the generator now. And he's like, landmines aren't a problem for me. And he just starts to fly. So he goes, is that going to be a problem for you? And the monster's like, I can fly too. And he jumps up and he's like, he's trying to go and catch them. And then he falls back on his ass and falls on all the landmines and sets everything off. And the generator gets blown up without Piccolo even lifting a finger. And he goes, wow, I never thought I'd see the day where there was someone stupider than Satan.
Mr. Satan, by the
Mr.
way.
Mr. Satan, yeah.
Well, many of you may be confused if you are Hercule, you know, his original name in Japan is Mr. Satan, because, you know, the idea of, like, let's think of a really cool, badass, like, a wrestler-type MMA name. I mean, you know, there's a current UFC fighter, I believe he's a UFC fighter, MMA fighter, who, he does some bad stuff, right? So I'm not saying I enjoy him as a person, because he did some really messed up things that I really want to go into in the podcast, but his name is War Machine. That's what I'm saying. So you sit there and you're like, damn. Right? You get that idea. So here it's like, oh, what's the prize fighter's name? Mr. Satan. Like, whoa. Like, that guy's hardcore.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's like, I never thought I'd see the day when someone Mr. Satan. And then, of course, what's even funnier, by the way, isn't that the monster blew up one, let's say, or he blew up them all at once? No. He, from the way the sound effects looked, and I think they even showed the scene. He hits one, explodes, then falls onto another. That one, explodes. So he's selling them off because he's bouncing from each and every one.
Right.
But, very funny scene. I admit there was a lot more in the first version. And I will admit, I don't think that it was that off. In the sense that I do think it did have a nice flow to it. I'm not saying that the second one had less of a flow. But because I do understand, like, oh, if you cut out the monsters, there is a way to show that, you know, it's like, oh, it kind of goes into the meat and potatoes, you know, the fact that it's Ghost Warrior and everything.
But
I still admit the monsters were kind of nice, and it did really give it that kind of video game flair. Because depending on the version you even saw, I know that there's like little cutscenes where they're like kind of flying from one area to another. I didn't know if they were in, because I assumed you saw the same one that I did, but I know that some things were edited out of that YouTube version, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
So in the first version, they have these few things here and there, and it was really interesting. You know, I enjoyed it. But of course, you know, I have to admit, I do like the first more somehow, maybe nostalgia, But the second one really does have a lot of cool stuff to it, I think. You know, the fact that their music is a lot more, you know, kind of tailored towards, like, the, you know, the normal kind of music that would appear in the show. The fact that, you know, there was just little, like, little tiny things here and there where it was like, oh, that's new, that's different. Where, like, when you look at Dr. Lychee, and in the original, he's very, like, I don't want to say he's one-dimensional, but he's very, like, there's nothing to him other than the fact that there's the revenge factor. So it's kind of like, you know, just his voice and everything just kind of sounds, not going to say flat at all, but I think you see what I mean, where it's just kind of like the, I'm going to, but in the, I don't know if you noticed, in the second version, he actually has a little pep in his voice.
Yeah, I can see that.
So in, like, in the first version, he'll say, you know, it's like, I'm going to destroy you with my monster hatchet, right? In this one, he's like, with my monster, hatchack! Right? And he adds a little something to it that I'm like, what? And it shows, like, he actually seems like there's, like, a little bit of, like, again, like, a tap in his voice. And I sit there and I think, well, I mean, good for you and your revenge plot. Like,
right.
I'm happy that's going somewhere. Like, he deserves a round of applause. Everyone, give Dr. Lychee a round of applause.
Yeah.
But
it's... I'm just thinking, like, putting it all together, it is an interesting concept that they brought together for this OVA, and that they, I guess they, you know, they kind of made a game around it first. It's weird because each special kind of paints the Saiyans a different way.
Yes.
Because in the older special, the whole scenario of why Lychee's trying to get his revenge on the Saiyans is that he was part of the, however you want to pronounce it, the Sufels or the Tuffels, their race, that the Saiyans destroyed their race, and that he is now trying to get revenge for their deaths. But in the older special, it made it sound out that they were, the Sufels and the Saiyans were working together at first.
Yeah.
And that the Sufels sort of used them for labor, I guess you could say, and that the Saiyans rose up against them.
Right.
That's how Vegeta makes it sound anyway.
Yeah,
and,
I feel like there's two sides to every story, where it's just they use them for labor, but at the same time, the Saiyans, I hate to say this, but they do have this nature of just, you know, kind of being violent. So I'm not saying, you know, so I feel like it's a weird situation where both sides are at fault, I feel. Because, you know, of course, it's bad for Lychee to say, I'm going to take revenge on everyone, you know, on all of you Saiyans, and even you, Piccolo. Like,
yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, with his character, they realize that he's in it for revenge and revenge alone, and he'll do it at any means necessary.
Yeah,
I mean, he's even willing to destroy the Earth to get to the Saiyans, which doesn't make him any better than when the Saiyans rose up and destroyed his race.
Right, of course.
Which just makes the whole circle go round. And even Gohan says at the end of the first one, he goes, you know, I feel bad for him. It's such a shame because he was basically a scientific genius and he could have done so much with his technology, and yet he blew it all on hatred, which I feel was kind of a message they were trying to send in the, you know, first one.
Yes.
Whereas you kind of lose that effect in the second one.
You know, that's the problem. It's cut down a bit more. It's kind of, it's turned into more of a, let's have the, you know, the good guys beat up the, you know, these bad guys a bit more than, you know, that message. And something also interesting, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Tuffles are also present in GT.
Yes, they are. That was basically, I haven't seen it in a while, so I'm sorry anybody if I get this wrong, or if anyone actually cares if I get something from GT wrong.
Oh.
But
no one cares. Nobody cares.
I think it was Dr. Neo who creates Baby, and he was originally a Sufel too. And he tries to bring back their race. And
yeah, thank you. That's what I assumed as well, but I just want to make sure because, you know, it hits you. You're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Which is also really funny because, you know, looking around the time that these were released, you know, it, in a way it's like saying, hey, listen, like, we're making, you know, this will one day be in a show that you will dislike.
Well, I mean, that's a whole big thing about GT. It's like, I've even said to you before that I liked a lot of the story ideas they had for it. I just felt like sorry. The execution was kind of poorly done. But that's for another cast.
Well, yeah, that's for another podcast. And it won't even be called Dragon Ball GT. It'll just be called Why.
God damn.
And then in the description, today, those guys discuss Dragon Ball GT. And their never-ending quest for wondering why. But yes, so it's now confirmed 3 years later in 1996. Well, technically 1990, you know, might have been in the middle of 1996, closer to 97. The Tuffles existed. And people who played that obscure video game, maybe not obscure to them, but obscure to us, 3 years earlier, discovered, whoa, right? Like,
yeah.
They're the same, which I have to admit is pretty cool world building.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I have to say. But yeah, I will admit, the first version, the first special, being an hour long, didn't seem like it was that long in terms of, like, bad, you know, bad stuff, because there were a lot of really cool, you know, really funny lines in it. Of course, it's kind of funny how when they have the fight near the, you know, the unmelting ice wall, the never melt ice wall.
Yeah.
The fact that they were standing there, right? And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, no, these monsters are appearing. And then they reuse the same monsters, if not for maybe, like, a color palette swipe.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, they're generic monsters. What else?
I don't know why it made me laugh so hard, though. It reminded me, remember the in Lord Slug, when people were running past Gohan and Chi-Chi
yeah.
and everything? And
yep.
It's just like, wait a minute, that's the same bear. Which
I mean,
they even reused,
you know, like, fighting animation. Like, in different areas when they were fighting the monsters. And
yeah.
That was probably part of the second OVA that I didn't like.
What?
Like, they used, when they were fighting the, in that one, they're called the Grudge Warriors. When they're fighting Frieza, Turles, Slug, and Cooler,
right.
They reused the animation of the fight from the original one,
mm-hmm.
But it felt sped up and more choppy.
I see what you mean. It was because, again, they had to kind of get rid of them a bit quicker than
yeah.
the last time, where it's, you know, strange to say this about the first special, because it wasn't, you know, again, it wasn't immaculate at all, but the first special had the time to really
yeah.
do a lot with these Ghost Warriors, which I really enjoyed. However, the fun thing about them, and I mean the really fun thing, was how they were beaten in the first special. That's where the second special kind of has a beat, where in the first special, it's, we believe that they're Ghost Warriors, we believe. And all of a sudden, Freddy gets banished to hell. Jammer, you know, I'm a dream.
Yeah.
Just like,
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to bring it up if you didn't. Yeah, in the original special, when Goku's talking to King Kai and they realize, oh, they're Ghost Warriors, and they look at him, it's like, we know who you are! And they go, oh, no! And then they're destroyed. Which doesn't make a lot of sense to us, but...
Yeah.
In comparison to what they did in the second one, where they used the gas as an excuse, like, oh, you know, our power is being drained by the gas. We can't finish them off. They keep regenerating.
Yeah.
Until Bulma comes in and, you know, destroys the machine, which gives them their edge back, and they're able to blow them up and continue
yeah.
onward. I
yeah. Also,
feel like... No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, they also had their energy drained in the first one, but of course, as they destroyed more and more machines, they got it back.
Right.
Right. So that was different, of course. They had more time in the first one to kind of be like, oh, no, we got to go to each... We have to go to four areas of the world
yeah.
to destroy these machines. Which, again, interesting game logic. Like, if that
yeah.
was adapted into a video game, like one that was more... Which is funny, because I haven't played Raging Blast 2, so I'm probably going to get my ass kicked. It's in Raging Blast 2, Matt. But if Hatchack is in Raging Blast 2, you know, and
yeah.
they made it more like, kind of like an open world, a bit like Budokai 3, where you're kind of
yeah.
flying around, that
right.
I would play that. That would be very interesting.
Yeah, it would be, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think they did something like that for Raging Blast 2. I've never played it either, but I've known and seen people who have. And
right.
I just get the feeling that it's not in there, just
they
being
would have mentioned
the trend of DBZ games in recent times.
Right. Well, we should probably add Hatchack. What if we added Vegeta's father's brother? We saw
All right,
him
now
in
you're
like
just being
one
fucking
panel.
Crazy.
We saw him in one panel. And mind you, he doesn't exist. We saw, but let's pretend. We saw him in one panel. Perfect. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Also, he's DLC. Pay $20 for him. And if, but if you don't pay $20, you can't finish the story.
Oh, Jesus.
You're sitting there, paid $60 for this game, now I'm going to pay $80.
Worth it.
Yeah, pay $85 for the blowing up Kiwi mini game. All right, I'll pay for that.
Oh, God.
Right, like immediately the Kiwi video game spikes up in popularity. It's like, well, I get to blow up Kiwi. I mean, why would I know?
Right.
It's just a game where Vegeta just, it's just the only, it's just a game. Vegeta's standing in midair, Kiwi's on the floor, and all you're doing is pressing circle to throw energy blast at Kiwi.
Yeah.
That's all it is. But they give Vegeta more and more funny quips as the mini game goes on.
Yeah. The one thing I wanted to say about the Ghost Warriors, though, is that I think, now I'm not sure if any of this is true. This is basically just my speculation. But I feel like the key to that scene where they name them and say, oh, yeah, you're Ghost Warriors, you know, now they were able to defeat them.
Yeah.
I feel like that may have something to do with a cultural difference because I don't think it's specifically from Japan, but there is an old idea that naming thy foe gives you power.
Ah.
So if you actually know the name of your foe, you can use it against them.
Well, yeah, that or, you know, I mean, the fact that they may have been looking at them, like, it might sound silly, but they may have been looking at them, giving them more power because they've said, oh, we've killed you before. But it's idea that it's like, we've killed you before. But the idea of, wait a minute, we've killed you before. Why are you here? You know, I mean, like, still, like, you know, we have power over you, but now that we're killing you once, it's not happening. And then it's like, I guess, like you mentioned, by knowing thy foe, by saying, you are Ghost Warriors. We understand that you do not have the power that you... But that's why I also brought up Freddy, where in the sense that when you realize that you're in a dream, you can gain more power from it because, you know, usually the person may have some more power in their dream when it comes to things like Nightmare on Elm Street, or they'll be able to pull Freddy out of the dream into the real world and then they can kill him.
Yeah.
So little things like that. So that's why that was kind of like where my joke was going. It was like, oh, yeah, it's like, you're Ghost Warriors. Right? No.
Grass.
So it's like, oh, no.
And there's also some interesting lines in there, too. Like, there are two lines specifically where Turles basically explains why he's there, because it's like, plan to eradicate the Saiyans. Wait a minute. Turles?
Yeah, wait a minute.
You do realize you're a Saiyan, too, right? Oh, shit! No. He older OVA, he says, you know, who would have more hatred for, you know, Saiyans than a Saiyan killed by another Saiyan? And I'm like, I suppose that works. Whereas in the second one, they pretty much just glossed over that and just went, yeah, he's there.
Yeah, that's, again, just because of time restraints. Yeah, there were a lot of, there was some glossing in that, you know, in that regard. Also, I was a huge fan in the first one of how they took down Lord Slug.
Yeah, yes.
Huge
how
fan.
Piccolo is holding him, and then Gohan comes over and whistles in his face and is able to stall him so Piccolo can then blast him.
Because it's so
smart. That was
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the fact that it already happened, and I think it's just the fact that, you know, again, you know, if you were a kid at the time, and you're like, they have to whistle at him, and it's like, you know, again, maybe you're a kid at the time, and then someone older than you, they'll never do it, because they never, you know, think about stuff like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
oh God, they did it!
That's
also the thing. Yeah. Like, Gohan actually got the chance to save Piccolo, where,
which,
you know, and then Piccolo
nice. Yeah.
saved him later on, you
yes,
know?
Yes.
So it was kind of like a give and take, like, they both have each other's back. Now it's not just, you know, Gohan getting his ass saved by Piccolo again.
Yeah, which is nice. I really enjoyed, you know, a lot of that. And then, of course, we move on towards them going into deep space.
The dark
planet, known as Dark.
Can I just bring up one more line, though?
Please.
And there's one more. It's like Slug has a line that he floats over to Vegeta, and he's basically, you know, he says, oh, I'll take, you know, I'm going to take Vegeta. He's like, I'm, you know, going to kill you especially slow for all of your sins. And he even says
Thank
to Piccolo,
you.
He's
you.
like, you know, you're not one of the Saiyans. We don't have to kill you. So if you leave, you know, we won't do anything to you. It's like, okay. But the fact that Slug wants to kill Vegeta the most in that scene, it's like,
hilarious.
Does he want revenge for Namek?
No,
and at the
yeah,
same time,
kind of...
why the fuck does Slug care about Namek? He left.
No.
I mean, I know he's a Namekian, but he was exiled.
No, I agree completely. No, I agree. No, I wanted to destroy Namek. I must destroy you for destroying the ones that I wanted to destroy.
I guess.
No. All jokes aside, though, it's very accurate. Like, I agree with you completely. Thank you for bringing that up, because while watching that by my lonesome before we even did the podcast, you know, before we even had the podcast as a gleam in our eye, right, I was sitting there thinking, I was sitting there watching it and just like, I want to kill you the most, Vegeta. For what purpose? Like, what beef do you have with Vegeta?
Yeah,
like,
it's like, for
it's
what
no,
oh.
No, it's like he looked around, and he's like, who defeated me last time? Vegeta didn't. I want to fight you. And in that there, I picked the weakest. Like,
yeah.
Like, looking around, like, who did I beat? Who beat me up last time? That one. Oh,
that
God, that
one's
young. That one's young.
That
one
was still in my face.
One.
Fuck him.
Yeah. No, it's like the prison mentality. He's the prince of all Saiyans. If I beat him, I'll be looked at as the toughest here.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like, listen, you're lucky you picked Piccolo. Because Vegeta, I will admit, you're a ghost warrior. You wouldn't have died. But the second you come back, you would have been blasted.
Yeah.
Like, when it's a fake body attack. I'm not
and
that. Fake body attack. I said I'm
that's
not
even,
that. Fake body attack.
That's even
let
something I wanted to bring up later.
No. Big Bang Attack!
Yeah. That reminds me of another thing I wanted to bring up later, but like you said, they were... you were saying we were moving to the Dark Planet?
Yes. Which, by the way, I love that robot, because the idea of just, I am a random robot, you might not be able to get past me, maybe. Would you like to try... Oh, dear God, I'm dead. Like,
and I love the fact that
Goku,
Goku destroys him.
Yeah, where it's just like, I don't enjoy killing living things. Thank goodness you're a robot. I still can feel pain.
And I mean, even to the fact it kind of feels like a nod to Dragon Ball, too, when Goku was younger and he was fighting giant deadly robots.
Yeah, which is also nice. You know, a lot of nice little things here.
I was just like, when I saw the robot come out, I was like, ooh, a deadly robot. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Oh, it's
yeah,
dead.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moment's
well,
over.
You can tell, new people are writing things, you know?
Yeah.
Sadly, we can't really get confirmation on who wrote this video game, except that we can. Actually, this is interesting. Takao Koyama, the same guy... Who is written? I don't know about the newest movie, but before barring the newest movie, Battle of Gods, has written all of the movies.
Right.
Wow, that's funny. But you don't understand my excitement. Like, I'm like, we can't confirm until we can. Right? Like, we're unable to... Wait, no, we are. It's him again.
Nope, there it is.
Yep, nope, there it is. But anyway... So there's mentioning, right? You mentioned that there's a lot of reused animation. One that I find hilarious is when they're trying to beat up Dr. Lychee's barrier. The bubble, basically. And Trunks, they were all just like, punch it. Trunks, I'm using my feet. Like, his hands are behind his back, basically. He's just like kicking, like, and I guess because maybe in the game, in the card game or whatever, I don't know, something, his legs maybe are like what, you know, is based on, like, those are
maybe
his, like, offense, because everyone else, you know, is like, oh, I use hands and legs, oh, mine are just legs. Maybe that's how it works. I don't know, I've never played the game myself, I don't know Japanese, but it's just very funny how, you know, all that happens, and all of a sudden Trunks is just like, like, this Trunks, what the hell are you doing? I'm kicking, Father! I'm kicking for the future!
Oh, God.
Save the future! Turn the Trunks, get in the car.
And I love the fact when Goku basically backflips, then he says, okay, I'm going to get rid of that barrier now. Better shoot a Kamehameha wave at it. It shatters the barrier, but before he does it, Vegeta's like, no way, he's mine!
And it's just like, and Goku's like, sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of this Kamehameha wave. My bad. Oh, Vegeta.
And it's funny because I don't know whether Goku held back to just break the barrier and let Vegeta finish him off, or if the barrier was that strong. But either way, Vegeta finishes him off with a final flash, and then he starts to regenerate. And I love the fact in the old one, Vegeta basically flips behind him. You know, he's like, oh, I'm a ghost warrior. You cannot get rid of me. And Vegeta's like, yeah, we'll see about that, bitch. He sticks his hand in before the barrier regenerates, lets loose an energy ball, and then pulls it back out. And the barrier forms around him and encases him in the explosion, and he implodes on himself.
Which, again, like you mentioned, amazing.
Yeah, and his line, too, you know. Go to hell. He's like, you cannot defeat me. I'll always come back. He's just like, that's cute. Go to hell.
Basically. But also, did you know, and it was very hard for you to notice because of the way the YouTube video was edited, but did you know that Hatchack was used as an alternate ending?
Really?
Yes. What I mean is this. In the one that the version that I got, right, there's the ending credits that you see at the end of the last video before they cut out. There's two separate credits. One set of credits is during that weird gap that they had in the third part on YouTube, where you're like, wait, what's this? There was a full string of ending credits that during one of my viewings, I don't know if it was the first or just in general, one of my viewings had me go, oh, it's done. And then I left. And then months later, maybe even a year later, I'm not sure because I was young at the time, I'm watching it, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm like, wait a minute, this looks like there's a lot more time on this. Let me fast forward through, oh, my God.
Oh, God,
and he's still there. And it's like, wait, what is this? And then Hatchack appears. And you're like, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
And then his fighting style is really, really cool. In the first version, he says nothing, which in a way makes him even more badass. In the second special when he speaks. He speaks very little, but still, I would consider him even more badass not speaking at all. And then Goku name drops, which is so weird of Goku. Like, just name dropping, like, wow, this guy may even be stronger than Broly.
Whoa! Right.
Like, what?
I think even in the second OVA, King Kai basically goes, there's a line that he has where he says, oh shit, this might be the end of the Northern Galaxy.
Yes. King Kai said that. Look at you.
Even another nod to Broly, seeing as how he destroyed the South Galaxy.
Yeah, right? It was very interesting, and I keep using that word in this special so much. But I really mean it, because I use it a lot usually. But I really mean it in this special because of the fact that, now you look at the special getting remade, right? And it's cut down, as you mentioned, a lot. But they still added scenes, like, the scene in the beginning, and these little lines here and there, like Bulma saves the day, for instance.
Right.
Something that, and it's funny, she didn't save the day, technically, I know, but the fact that she saved the Z-Warriors at one point during the special is overall saving the day. Because had the Z-Warriors died, there would be no way of bringing them back. There's no way they could break any rules to send them back through. Never happened.
Yeah. I feel like they tried to bring together all the characters in the second one more. Like, they add, added Bulma saving them. They add Piccolo in the final attack.
Yeah. I do think it's they also add a woman, apparently, who's a big character. She's very minor. But apparently the woman with her daughter is a recurring character.
Oh, right. Yeah. She's apparently in Son Goku, Son Goku and Friends Return. She's in there, too.
Yeah, she's a very minor recurring character that's mostly used in, like, I don't say as a joke, but like as a way of like, whoa, wait a minute, I know her, but of course never really touched upon, where it's like, oh yeah, of course that's her, But it's just, and of course, like I mentioned before, they had better music here. Even though I love the old music, they had better music here. They changed the sound effects for the Destron, they didn't, reverse that, they didn't change the sound effect, which is what I love, for the Destron gas machine.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. It was like a nice throwback where it was like, wow, that's the same sound. I enjoy that.
And Hatchack might have even had sound effects from Broly. Like, if you noticed when he was charging up and firing laser attack.
I have to admit, I believe those are sound effects from Mega Man, at least, or at least edited.
Yeah, it could be.
But still, yes. And of course, like we mentioned a bit, Hatchback speaks, which is also very interesting for Hatchback. Because, you know, he was very, nothing crazy, not like, you know, it's like, Goku, I am your father. But the fact that he even just said, like, you know, like, die, or it was like, with revenge cannon, which is so, like, it's weird that revenge, you know, it's weird that revenge cannon was added in a remake. Where you look at that, you're like, wouldn't that, like, you would think that would be in the original version.
Yeah, because the original version basically had, like, that really old RPG game feel, because, like, even Lychee's base is the dark planet, and it's the old evil castle. It's like, I just started laughing. I'm like, that's so cute.
I know, it's wonderful, isn't it? So, yeah, so you're sitting there, you're like, revenge or come home, and you're like, oh, that's in the new one. What?
What?
Yeah, but, sadly, we're at the end of our show. Before we go, though, I'd like to ask you, is there anything you want to bring up before we have to go, anything that you really enjoyed that really stuck out to you from the special?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, about Hatchback, I kind of like how the old OVA kind of portrayed him as, like, I don't know, maybe it was just the choice of word, but it felt like all the energy from, you know, all the people that disliked the Saiyans or hated them, it was more of a hatred kind of thing, and how hatred is basically will bring the end of you no matter how you try and use it. Whereas in the second one, they make it, it's, oh, the grudge machine. It's like, do we really have to, you know, use grudge instead of hate? I mean, they use the word as a driving point of saying, no, hatred will be your undoing. But no, we're going to change it to grudge.
Right, I understand. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. But, so I agree. And I think my best part of it, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the first special was the idea that you could, you know, if you could skip past certain credits and then get like an after credit scene.
Yeah.
And then in the second one, I think my favorite part was, you know, seeing my favorite part, and it's so weird, I don't know why it's my favorite, but I have to choose something. The idea that Frieza and Cooler, who are both done by the same voice actor in Japanese, by the way, can laugh with each other, and Cooler's like, Frieza. like, as if it was like an inside joke with the creators. Like, throwing his name and freak people out. Like, Frieza. What? So sadly we have to go, everyone. I'm sorry, we're at the end of our show. But again, we'd like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. Remember, we have ourselves that Pokemon giveaway. You remember our Tumblr, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, to go for the, you know, rules and everything if you didn't get to hear it in the beginning of the show or if you want to get a refresher course. We also have our Twitter, Those Guys Radio, and our Facebook, Those Guys on the Radio, or you can search up Those Guys. We also have ourselves a Gmail, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com, where you could actually, you know, send us either show ideas, like if you think, oh, I want to suggest you guys even do this show, which you can also do through our Tumblr. Or you can also say, hey, I want you to promote up my product on our show, or your legal product, legal company, and we can talk to you. We can come to some kind of agreement, which would be great because, you know, we'd love to possibly promote any of your legal items and or companies on our show. And, of course, you know, you want to go on our website, go into our podcast archives. You can see all the older shows that we've done. We've done other DBZ movies, other DBZ specials. We do WWE shows, WWE pay-per-views, Gravity Falls, Steven Universe. We just did Pokemon Yellow the other day. We plan on doing even more in the future because, you know, Pokemon, right? You can go on our our Tumblr and our merchandise page and see a lot of our merchandise that we have through Right Stuff or through Amazon. You can buy Dragon Ball Z movies through us. You can pre-order Battle of Gods. You can pre-order the new Pokemon game. You can get Super Smash Brothers and much more. Now, I'm going to play us out with the ending song from Return of Cooler because it's not a good film, but it's a good song.